You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. America is changing, just in case you haven't noticed. Non-whites now make up a majority of kindergartners. By the next presidential election, the Census Bureau predicts they will be a majority of all children. And by 2044, no one racial group will be a majority in this country. This cross-current of demographic and cultural change is upending traditional voting patterns, and it's straining the fabric of just what it means to be American. Throughout this election season, NPR and its member stations have been having a national conversation called A Nation Engaged. The project has looked at central themes in this year's election, including this week's question, what does it actually mean to be American? For our contribution to the project, we put this question to some promising young spoken word artists, and we're sharing some of their poems with you all week. This is a poem entitled Death of a Nation by Maryam Alakashi. She has been a Detroit citywide poet. Her poetry centers around her identity as a Muslim American poet of Iraqi descent.
My parents, the refugees, were knives that gave life to a wound, having me dead before the blood dried. My skin slashed open once they crossed borders. I bled all over what they could have been. My body decayed when I learned the language of the soldiers who shot my country down, and I am buried under the words I speak in broken Arabic.
That was the poem Death of a Nation. It was written and performed by Maryam Alakashi. She has been a Detroit citywide poet. She recently graduated from Fordson High School.